Hello,
Blog
everybody.
Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. This is On the Fly with Two Birds. Me and Big B here sending what we call this, Brian? The atmosphere of the family room, stupid. What does it look like, dude?
We're in the family room,
we're
in the family.
No,
this ain't no den, man. Dens went out in like the 70s,
den,
bro.
Man.
This is 2017, man. Ain't no more den.
We're in the den.
What am I? What, I look like a bear?
Actually, if I do say so myself.
Am I a lion cub?
A very handsome bear.
Man, we ain't in no den, man. On the Fly with Two Birds, we in the family room with my grandson, BC. BC, come here and say hi.
Hi.
That's DC.
That's DC.
He's 3 years old, and he's a future Hall of Famer. Anyway, on the Fly with Two Birds, we're in the family room.
That's right.
That's right.
We have his dad, Seabold, in the house. You want to make some comments about this Cincinnati Bengal team. Sebo, how do you feel about the Bengals right now? Are you still positive and energetic about the team, or do you think Green Bay is going to smash them like I do tomorrow? What do you think?
No comment.
No comment. That's what I thought. We have Jill Bird in the house.
Here comes my wife.
Yes, Jill.
Oh, boy. There goes the show.
Go Bengals! Go Bengals! Smash Green Bay!
Hey, make sure when we want to delete that out.
Rah, rah, sis, boom, bah. Okay, get out of here. Get out of here, J-Bug.
I was going to say something else, though.
On the front.
You can say how you feel. Okay.
Yeah, you don't say that, okay? Because, you know, we got FCC rules we got to go by. The guest call is 661-467-2408. We just wanted to cover some things that are going on in the NFL today here on the Fly with Two Birds. Namely, one I wanted to start off with, Rob, is the Lions signed Jim Caldwell to a multi-year extension, man.
Yeah,
I think that's awesome. I think it's about time that they gave him that. If you watch the Lions this year, the Lions look like they got new life. And just to be honest, ever since he's got there, he's given them some purpose.
Yep, and some spark. And he's starting to organization all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
He made the playoffs last year. They won the division. They're a team that can compete for the title in the black and blue division of the NFC this year.
Yeah.
Along with Green Bay. They're so to be reckoned with, Mr. Brian.
Right.
Stafford is the highest paid quarterback in the league.
Right.
And he only had 122 yards passing last week, but he threw two touchdowns
right.
against the Giants Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
So the defense had 5 sacks, and you know, they're playing with a purpose, as you said, and there's something he deserves the contract that he's getting.
Right.
He has improved his team year by year, and he had to rebuild. So I give him a lot of credit. I'm glad for him and his family to be able to have something they can depend on for a few years.
Exactly. That's what I like about them, man. It seems like in the last game I watched, they were just playing like they, you know, they had some gumption. They had some like you said, a spark.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had a reason. Like we belong. You know, it wasn't like we're the Lions of the old, players making plays, Marvin Jones making plays.
Cincinnati Bengal, in fact.
Absolutely. Golden Tate making plays. Of course, you know, Matthew Stafford being Matthew Stafford.
How about
got
that punt return for that rookie?
Oh, yeah.
Kickoff back. I mean,
they're playing like they belong. I mean, that's a much-needed shot in the arm for that
right.
organization.
He had a punt return last week against the Cardinals.
Much props to Jim Caldwell, man, for, you know, getting that deal done. You know, speaking of our coach here in Cincinnati, Marvin Lewis is like on the hot seat.
Is he really?
Doesn't have a contract. I mean, this is the longest Marvin Lewis has went into a season without having at least a 1-year contract. So, my thought is that Mike Brown is saying, hey, the writing is on the wall. If you don't produce this year, we're going to replace you. But my worry is, with me being a hometown Bengal fan, is that the Bengals going to replace him with somebody that doesn't know what they're doing. You know, I mean, you know how they do it.
Might be an improvement.
Mikey? No. Hey, wait. Let's be clear. Marvin Lewis hasn't done
is won a playoff.
Has won a playoff game.
Because
he's done everything else.
He's won division titles.
He's done it all. So that's the only thing you can put on
Marvin. Actually,
with another team.
Yeah.
Which were really the Browns.
Okay, if you want to call it that.
But they gave it to the Ravens.
Okay.
You know, they left in the dark of the night, like a thief in the night, and went to another city. But, you know, hey, moving on. Colin Kaepernick's mom had a response to something that Donald Trump said, and they said it was kind of funny. Derek Carr, he's known for signing footballs around the league. He's a very jovial guy. But here recently, his mother, oh, I'm sorry, I got the wrong story. I meant to talk about Colin Kaepernick's mom has Christ. I mixed that with Derek Carr,
okay.
And that's my bad. Colin Kaepernick's mom has a priceless response to Donald Trump at a rally in Alabama, and I'm quoting, on Friday, the president said he wished an NFL owner would fire players protesting the anthem.
Wouldn't that be?
He's crazy, man. The silliness just continues, man. It's like an ongoing saga, man. Like, really, man?
Goodness, man, wow.
So nobody has the right to express how they feel. Is that what you're telling me, Donald Trump?
Exactly what he's trying to tell you. I mean, it's
he does all the time.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's the most vulgar, outrageous thing.
He expresses himself all the time,
and
nobody else can.
Right.
The whole United States.
And let's get it straight, Donald. We're not really protesting the flag, idiot.
All the soldiers.
All the soldiers at all. What we're protesting is innocent black men and women being slaughtered by police officers for no reason.
Why can't they
grasp? That's the reason why we're protesting.
Why can't they grasp that? What this man is trying to say? I mean, they know what
people
he's trying
saying,
to say.
I can't breathe,
but they
want to
choke. But you know what?
Guy stalking a guy and then murder Trayvon Martin.
That's just like America.
A guy selling cigarettes to get choked to death,
right.
Eric Gardner.
But that's America. Yeah. America wants to go away from what the real topic is about.
Yeah, everybody knew it.
They want to make it fit
so they can America
be
great again. What are you
themselves.
Talking about?
Yeah, I mean, you don't try to be comfortable with yourself about it. You know what? This is a problem that's been going on for 300 years. So don't try to make the narrative about how you feel. That ain't got nothing to do with it, you know? So, you know, make it about what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't try to get away from why Colin Kaepernick was doing that. He's not smacking the veterans in the face.
He's not
burning the flag, which has been done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my lifetime, I know people have protested
and burned
flags.
Tell the truth, Donald Trump. Tell the truth.
Right, man. I mean, he's just such a, you know, I hate to say this on the airwaves, but he's an asshole. He just is. I mean, that's who he is as a person. Deep down, I've seen no. What are you whoofing about, man? I have seen
Alabama,
Smoking
Vanderbilt,
or just about anybody else but him. I haven't seen that from him. I haven't seen, you know, loving the lady down in Texas whose house might have been destroyed. I haven't seen any of that.
None of that.
Barack Obama, every time he goes to these cities, Has he been to?
He's been to Texas. Houston over. He's been to Texas a couple.
Has
of
he
times.
Been to Florida? Well, he lives in Florida basically, because he's never in the White House. He's always on vacation. Now we're about to go into some other stuff. Okay, just keep it moving. But you know, when I get amped up when I start talking about this dude, because you know, don't use Colin Kaepernick as a scapegoat and throw people under the bus about not caring about this country, because that's some bullcrap.
People are not disrespecting the flag at all. Let's get that straight.
661-467-2408 call-in number on the fly with
three birds today. We got Tebow here. Say hey, Tebow.
No comment.
He has no comment.
Well.
The Chargers, they going through some things. Cornerback Jason Verrett, they undergo season-ending surgery.
Again.
Yeah, man.
Second year in a row.
Can't stay on the field. Roger Goodell, they just re-upped Roger Goodell with the new contract. $44 million a year? Man, can I be the president in charge? Mm-hmm. Can I be the CEO, commissioner? I don't care. I'll sweep the floors. I don't care. Clean up the bathroom. I sell tickets. I pop popcorn. I'll be out there in the booth. I don't care, man. I'll do all that. They'll be like, hey, Mr. Bryan, how you doing? I'll be like, hey, man. How you doing, man?
I'm the man.
I'm trying to get paid, man. I will clean your bathroom. After that, I will deliver the paper. After I deliver the paper, I will run the government. After I run the government, I will be president of the United States. After I run the president,
stop it. Shut up. That's enough.
But I'm just saying, man.
You go too far.
$44 million, man, to the commissioner. What? What did I do? What did I do, honey? I talk like a Jamaican?
I love it when I go
it's
down
okay.
to Jamaica.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We on the radio.
Everything is Irie, man.
Everybody knows it's not real, man.
It's all Irie.
Yeah,
Irie,
man. We don't.
Everything
we
is all right.
Adam Gase, Lawrence Timmons is crazy. Did you hear about Lawrence Timmons?
I heard that he got suspended indefinitely from the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah,
so what? We don't know yet.
Lawrence Timmons just like walk off work.
Where'd he go?
Oh, man, he said he had some shit to do. He just went home. Did he check in with anybody? I don't know.
Wow.
I don't think so. I know I got to check in before I leave. I don't know about that, brother. So as soon as he came back, they suspended him indefinitely.
Right.
Lawrence Timmons, we're praying for you, bro. Get your things together. Do what you got to do, man. Kyle Shanahan takes jab at controversial pass interference call. We don't care about Kyle Shanahan because the 49ers suck. Okay?
No. Here's the thing with Kyle Shanahan. You got the ball after Julio Jones make a great catch in the Super Bowl, and you try to pass it and get strip sack fumble, and you end up losing the game. Why didn't you run the ball, get in position, and kick a field goal and go up 2 scores? Kyle Shanahan.
He had a brain freeze.
You blew it,
man.
Just like Seattle blew it trying to pass the ball with beast mode in the backfield.
I saw him on the sideline.
Oh, my God.
He was drinking a slushy. Okay? He got a brain freeze,
man.
It's retarded.
Anywho, let's move over to another subject. How about Carmelo Anthony, y'all? He gave him a no-waive contract for 2 more teams. No trade contract. He waived it.
Who?
Carmelo Anthony waived it, so he has a possibility of either going to Cleveland or
Oklahoma City.
Yes, sir.
That's what they were talking about today.
Yeah, so, you know, there's an opportunity for the Thunder maybe to make a serious run at the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Western Conference. Anywho, Brian has left the building, so you have me right now. So let's talk about things you want to talk about. Give us a call. Give us a shout-out. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you very much for being a part of our show. on the Fly with Two Birds. We love you and thank you very much for just participating in the activities that we're doing. Hit us on Twitter. Hit us on Facebook.
Best way to get us is on Facebook. We're there. On Facebook, you can see where we posted our show was coming up. You might not be able to get through to make calls. I don't know what's going on with this.
Julio, I think we need fired for the tip time. That's it.
Right.
I've had it, Brian.
No, we need to stop renting this space and, like, pay for it, buy it. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
So, yeah, we'll do that eventually.
That'll solve everything.
Oh,
really?
We'll be able to budget on the Fly with Two Birds.
People will be able to call us up.
Yeah. And then, even if you don't call us up, listen to our show, okay? Listen to it. See what you think. It's only 30 minutes. It ain't going to take you that long. You can listen to it in your headphones while you're jogging, whatever you're doing that day. Just listen to it. See what you think. Hit us up on Facebook. I'm on Facebook as Brian Bird. He's on Facebook as Robert L. Bird. Hit us up. Let us know what you think about a different topic or whatever the topic was that day. And we'll be fine.
There's an issue on here on Facebook that says my show.
661-467.
My show on the Fly with Two Birds.
I tried to change it.
How about our show?
It is our show. Everybody knows it's our show. Would you get over yourself?
That's a right hand hook to Brian's eye.
He just punched it.
It's swollen. Mm. I think you need ice, buddy. We'll talk about that later. After
and I'm trying to run the studio. He just punched me in the face. Now I can't see it. Okay, I can't see what I'm doing. I used to be able to book numbers, didn't need pencil nor paper.
Now you know who you are.
That's right. Always goes back to Richard, don't it? Always goes back to Richard. Okay, 661-467-2408.
What's your name, boy?
What we got next here, Rob?
Dracula.
Anything you wanted to talk
what
about?
What kind of name is that for?
Don't say that.
No. I won't say it.
Don't say that. You'll break FCC rules. Don't say it. You sniveling monster. Okay.
Jill, what do you got to say about them sorry Cincinnati Bengals?
The Bengals players are awesome. Have you looked at them lately?
That's my baby.
I don't have any reason to look at them other than hopefully they can make a play on the field.
Well, it looks like the Dallas Cowboys, who I love, you know, back in the day, I loved them. But they look like crap.
Like a peach pie.
But it's okay for y'all to suck, but it's bad for me to suck.
Yeah. My team doesn't have organizational problems from the top down.
Oh, Jerry Jones is not a problem.
Oh, he's a major problem. But your team has a problem from the top to the bottom, from the bottom to the top. Come on, everybody, let's rock them while we got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he made me want to get up and start dancing, man. I was ready to start rocking it, man. Put on my skates and go to
Houdini. If you don't know it.
Where we used to go skating, Jim?
Act like you know it when you hear Houdini.
What was that over in Walnut Hills?
5 minutes of funk. You got no funk.
You know what over there? Okay, whatever.
Come to the city to city. Now it's time to get down to the nitty-gritty, from the bottom to the top, top to the bottom. I'm going to hold on while we still rocking my love and power and disco hour. I know all that you done heard is always up to me to spread the word about the man to be real. Got to be filled.
You're drunk. Stop it.
That's right, Jill. The real still.
Man,
baby.
We got a radio show going here. Excuse me. Can we stick to the show? You're not a rapper.
You said
stick to the show. Mike Zimmer. Sam Bradford is officially out week 3 against the Bucs.
Minnesota in trouble, buddy.
What's wrong with Sam Bradford?
He hurt his knee in practice just like your boy did. Bridgewater, a non-contact grill. He didn't hurt his knee bad.
Non-contact grill?
No,
you mean
grill.
Like the steaks and chicken and chopped on it?
Did I say grill?
You said grill.
Non-contact.
Give me that damn margarita, man.
I made a homemade margarita as you can tell.
Yeah, we always slurry on the Flower Two Birds. That's what we do, man. We work while we drink, and we drink while we work. You know what I'm saying? What we do. The only time we get to drink. And the other time we work it. Right.
You
all
work
I do.
Job, right?
I work the drink and I drink the work. You know what I'm saying?
It's no reflection on you.
Right.
We love you.
Right.
We love
you. So Rob Gronkowski, he got hurt. I think he heard a little tweak on his back. But it looks like he's going to be able to participate this week. Sam Bradford, man, he's just like John Ross, who we just got in the draft on the Bengals.
Is he going to play this week?
Why your phone still lit up?
Is he going to play? Or
hit that button on the side, man, because you're burning right there. You're burning your battery. Anyway, we have Tyler Eifert, who is glass man. We have John Ross, who is glass man. We got, you know, and you know what? Forget all that, Rob.
Okay.
This is what I want to ask you.
All right.
Because I know that you are, your mind is a steel trap.
Okay.
You're very knowledgeable in this game. Okay.
Right.
The game we love. That we played as kids. And that's where we should keep it, like a kid's game. But they make a lot of money doing it.
Right.
What is wrong with the offensive line play this season? Everybody is lying. It's like,
I mean, all across the league.
Across the league.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson was
running for his life.
He was acting like he was on the witness protection program.
I mean, my goodness.
He was running like
running for his life.
Yeah, he's running for freedom, man.
Wow. That's a bit of a stretch. Okay. We don't want to compare.
But I'm just saying,
man.
No, I'm just saying free space to run, man. What'd you think I was saying?
We don't want to say that. No,
I wasn't saying that. I'm just saying the offensive line played this season.
So, he running from the wind.
It's suspect. I mean, look at everybody. San Francisco 49ers, horrible.
New York Giants, horrible.
Horrible. CFC has
horrible.
Bengals, horrible.
Green Bay Packers, horrible.
Even the Dallas Cowboys look pedestrian last week.
Denver just blew them back 2 yards before Zeke could even get the ball. People was in his face.
So
they,
you know what?
Been like that.
700. No, I'm
you know
sorry.
What people saying?
1530 had Willie Anderson on there.
You know this? Okay. So
and he has a camp for linemen.
Okay.
So you know prospects,
right.
High school,
right.
College,
ooh, come
all
on,
that.
Don't fumble the
oh
ball.
No!
Oh, he got it back.
Oh, yeah.
See,
no, he didn't.
No,
he's breaking dude's arm, looks like.
Yeah, okay,
but anyway, he was just saying that the guys that are in high school are not being trained properly, especially when you make that leap from high school to college when you're running a spread offense.
Right.
Most of the time, and no quarterbacks are under center,
right.
Basically, in college. Everybody's in the shotgun.
Right.
You're running a spread offense. And they're not getting taught properly. And, you know, when it gets down to third, fourth quarter, a lot of these guys from all the running, from the, you know, like the schemes that they run, because they doing a lot of running. They ain't in the trenches blocking like normal. So he said that, you know, third, fourth quarter, these guys, they winded.
And another.
And you got to be able to switch guys out.
Right.
You're not switching out linemen.
Right. And here's another problem. That some of the NFL analysts and some of the coaches have said across the league, they're not having enough contact drills in practice where they're wearing full pads.
Oh, yeah, full pads.
So you get physical, so you can learn how to absorb those hits and take those hits,
mm-hmm.
Get those hits.
Right.
It's a lot of little pads, the helmet and shoulder pads.
In shorts.
And
underwear, football.
You know, and so a lot of teams are not getting that contact, you know, and so – this is what you get.
Right.
You know, when a lot of these quarterbacks start getting hurt, the major quarterbacks getting hurt because we saw the offensive lines. Because, I mean.
Then they're going to address it.
Then they address it and say, well, okay, that's a bargaining chip for the NFL now, though. Okay, so if you want to, you know, your linemen or practice get physical, then we're going to take away this money. But then the NFL player is going to say, well, we want more money. We got to practice longer.
Right.
So it's a competition.
Yeah, you know,
we got to be out here and be physical during the week.
That's a good point.
You know, then we're going to want more money.
Especially in those hotter climates,
Florida,
Arizona,
California.
If you notice, you got players, though, that can pass out.
Right.
And then the family, you know, if something happens, the family's coming back like, hey, you need to, we filing some litigation. You shouldn't have my dude out there practicing this long in this heat, and we should have breaks. You know, that's why didn't they take away like the 3-day practice? I mean,
right,
I know
no,
they do
gone.
Two.
Yeah, that's gone.
They took away the 3-day practice.
Yeah. Boy, you ever done that in your life?
No, I did 2-day.
We used to do that in college. Boy, that was
I did 2-day in my last level plan was high school.
What it succeeded to do is ruin our legs for the first game of that year. Our legs were gone, man. It tires you out. It's too much. You know, it's way over the top.
So
most of the time, the third practice is about special teams. You do a lot of running, of course.
Right.
Which wears your leg out doing, you know, summer camp. You know, because you're doing a lot of physical contact anyway against each other, against other teams. That first game.
So what do you think the remedy is? How can we balance this out?
They'll figure out something. The players gonna get more money, and they're gonna practice longer in pads. That's what's gonna happen. Look at this.
So, what about like stripping?
Oh,
this is over.
It's been over.
You see, of course, lost today. We're just gonna take it for granted, 50-32, because we're watching the tape right now on the Flower Two Bird. We're in the den.
49-32 is what
I'm
giving them 50. Okay. I'm just giving them 50.
Well, we're in the den.
Well, we know you see
lost
today, for sure.
We're in the bulldog den. On the Flower Two Burns.
You know what I'm saying?
467.
Mike Shirley. Steve Shirley, where you at, baby?
Okay, so we about to end the show. We only got about a minute left. What's up with T.I. and Stimpy?
Stimpy, who was that?
That man, Tiny looked like Ren and Stimpy, man.
Wow.
I was like, is that Ren and Stimpy?
Wow.
Oh, what's the one chick's name? Wanda. What's her show?
Wanda.
No. The tall chick who looks like a Wendy Williams.
They were on the show.
She's a man, right? I don't know.
She's not a man.
I don't know. She looks.
Wendy Williams.
I don't know.
Wendy Williams is not a man.
She's like a dude I used to hoop with, but I don't know.
Wow.
With a boob job.
Hey, we do not give any type of clearance to these type of comments. I have nothing to do. I am not affiliated with anything that Mr. Bird says. Off course, off cusp.
Hey, man, I'm entitled to that, bro.
As an organization on Ball Talk.
What about the Fifth Amendment, man? The Fifth Amendment.
Freedom of speech goes too far.
That's what I want to say, man.
Freedom of speech also has freedom to listen.
Well, that's why I tried to stop Robbie from bashing the Bengals all the time. They suck. They suck. The Bengals suck. Mike Brown suck. Marvin Lewis suck. Andy Dalton suck. I was like, oh my God. We're losing listeners.
Anyway,
my boy,
thank you for listening.
I saw my boy at
Blog Talk Radio. Bird on 502 Bird. We get back with you next Saturday at 6:30 after Brian has a meeting in the office. hey, you have a meeting in the office? And then
wait a minute.
When we have the meeting, you're fine.
I called my boy at UDF. He was like, man, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with your cousin, man?
Because I speak the truth.
He grew up in Cincinnati.
I speak the truth.
But you can't have hate. Hate is not cool, bro.
I don't hate the Bengals.
Okay.
We love you.
Anyway, on the Fly with Two Birds, we're about to sign off here. My wife getting on my case. Anybody share my problem? Anybody call me?
You were going to say something else right there, bud.
No,
talk yourself.
I love you, man. We'll be back next week on the Fly with Two Birds.
Hey,
Jill,
you know how the women's ears
crazy.
Perk up? The women's ears perk
up. I can't
up,
shut
boy.
This dude up.
Whatever, man.
His mouth is a steel trap. I don't know.
and so is his mom.
We love you.
We love you. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Deuces.
On the 502 Bird.
Peace.